This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 27th of June. Leicestershire threw away a winning position at Grace Road to lose by 4 runs to Yorkshire in the North Group. The Foxes required 17 to win from 13 balls with 6 wickets in hand at one stage, but Ramnaresh Sarwan was needlessly run out by Richard Pyra and the inexperienced lower order folded. Mitchell Stark successfully defended 9 off the last over to finish with figures of 2 for 19. Pyra had early provided the impetus to a stuttering Yorkshire innings, hitting 35 from just 23 balls after Nathan Book had taken 3 wickets for Leicestershire. Durham thrashed Derbyshire by 8 wickets at Chesterley Street as Herschel Gibbs made 83 not out from just 58 balls to see the Dynamos pass Derbyshire's inadequate 131-7. He shared an opening stand of 70 with club captain Phil Mustard, which set the platform for a successful run chase in spite of David Wainwright, who took for 1 for 18 with his left-arm spin. Scott Borthwick had taken 2 hits in the middle of the Falcons innings as they struggled for momentum, with Usman Kawita's 38-33, the highest score. Warwickshire triumphed over Gloucestershire with almost 2 overs to spare in their Midlands-Western Wales group match at Bristol. The Gladiators made 122 for 7 after electing to bat, with Dan Housegirds unbeaten 59, by far the highest contribution. Paul Best started with the ball, taking 3 for 19, while Chris Wokes and Stefan Pilot also bowled tidily. Baron Chopper then led the Bears' reply with an unbeaten 56 from 49 balls, and found able support in the form of Jim Troughton, who made 30 from 34. Hampshire won a tenth South Group encounter at Richmond, as they defeated Middlesex by 4 wickets in the final over. Simon Katic was drafted into the Royals' starting 11 and hit 40 from only 26 balls, but it was Sean Irvine who quite rightly won most of the plaudits. The former Zimbabwe international struck 75 not out from only 51 deliveries and finished the match in fine fashion by striking recent Ireland international Tim Murtagh for 4. Glenn Maxwell had earlier delivered 4 tidy overs of off-spin at a cost of just 18 runs, as the home side could make only 156 from their 20 overs, despite losing only 2 wickets, and Paul Stirling ended with 82 not out. The varsity match at the Parks meandered to a draw on the final day, as Oxford University declared on 215 for 5 in their second innings. Cambridge University must have fancied their chances going to the final day, but Rajiv Sharma and skipper Ben Williams batted through almost 44 overs, doing a 4th wicket stand of 97, while Owen Jones, who had made 83 in their first innings, ended on 54.